You're listening to SBS News.
For Karen migrant Thassa Bleda, life in rural Victoria is far more peaceful than the Thai refugee camp he grew up in. But it comes with a different sort of risk.
We do have a bushfire in Thailand because of different from, because we live in tropical, we have a good trees or green grass, so we don't have much bushfire.
Mr. Bleda is one of about 250 Karen refugees who have resettled in Nil in the state's west. He's hoping to help inform his community about those risks by starring in a new video written by and for Karen migrants about fire safety. The Karen are an ethnic minority originally from Myanmar, where they were forced to flee persecution. Murad too says Nil's small, close-knit community has been very welcoming.
I do really love living here. It's really nice and warm. It just feels like home. And I live in Melbourne for 7 years. And my neighbour and I, we never see each other or say hi. And as soon as I moved to Nil, only one day, and my neighbour, hi, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We just like have a communication. So yeah, I feel like more friendly and more safe. And yeah, it's really a nice place to have here.
But the hot, dry summers of Western Victoria bring a danger few of the Karen migrants have had exposure to. Annette Creek, executive officer at the Nil Learning Centre, says there have been a few problems with fires in the community.
There have been problems purely from a gap in knowledge and ignorance. There was an incident where one of the Karen community accidentally started a fire from cooking fish by the river, but that was of no willfulness on their part. It was just that they didn't understand what might happen in that circumstance.
CFA volunteer Trevor Schwartz says Nil usually has at least one catastrophic fire danger day each year.
The bushfire risk in this area is huge every year. We can have up to 6 months of total drought, dry. Some people call it drought, but it's just a seasonal dry time.
Attempts to close the gap in knowledge have been difficult, he says, in part because some of the Karen associate people in uniforms, in this case firefighters, with the military regimes they feared in Myanmar and Thailand.
The interaction with Karen has been up to 10 years, just on a one-to-one basis. And it was bridge building because largely our uniforms were quite threatening to them, given that they were refugees and come from a different culture.
Murad too says avoidance of people in uniforms is common in the Karen migrant community and something the longer-term residents try to help newcomers with.
In Thailand, if we see a soldier or a police, we have to run all the time.
Scott Hanson-Easy, a research associate from the School of Public Health at the University of Adelaide, worked with the Nil community to design a new way of communicating the fire safety message. He says the project emerged after research showed public information about natural hazards weren't always well accessed or understood by new migrant communities, particularly those from refugee backgrounds whose English isn't strong.
So this was a real gap and a concerning gap because it was leaving out a whole a number of groups around Australia that weren't getting messages about how to be safe in emergencies and disasters.
One of the video's participants, Thablay Sher, says she thinks the model will be effective because of the high level of involvement from Karen migrants.
It's all about community, a Karen person educating another person. So it's no that authority power telling you you have to do this and that. It's just about a friend of mine telling me the things that I can do and can't do.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.